Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Anoka County Property Search Tool helps MN agents access public records. Anoka County offers a public web portal for property searches at prpublicweb.codeanoka.mn.us. MN real estate professionals can quickly verify properties' ownership history and tax information for transactions in Anoka County. Bookmark httprtpublicweb.anoka.mn.us for fast Anoka County property lookups during due diligence. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines, MN Agents, How Commissions Work and Who Pays Per Bankrate. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps MN professionals clearly communicate their value and navigate conversations with buyers and sellers. Review Bankrate's breakdown of agent fees and commissions, www.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commissions/. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. St. Paul launches Pauly, new online system for construction permits and inspections. The City of St. Paul has introduced Pauly, a secure online platform for managing permits, licenses, inspections, complaints, and related services. Real estate professionals in Minnesota working in St. Paul should familiarize themselves with this new system to ensure smoother transactions and compliance timelines. Explore the new Pauly platform at the link below to understand how it affects your upcoming projects and client timelines. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Ramsey County Assessor sets market values for property tax in MN. The Ramsey County Assessor's Office estimates market value and determines property classification for property tax purposes, aiming to provide accurate and equitable valuation of all real and taxable personal property. Real estate professionals in MN need reliable assessed values to advise clients on property tax implications, pricing strategies, and investment decisions in Ramsey County. Review current property field records and valuation data at the source URL to stay informed on local market assessments. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Minnesota Public Records Online Directory. A new resource for MN real estate pros. A centralized online directory of Minnesota public records is now available for accessing state and local government records. Quick access to public records streamlines due diligence, title research, and property history verification for Minnesota real estate transactions. Bookmark this directory for faster property record lookups across Minnesota jurisdictions. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. Hennepin County Property Information Search, Public Tax and Assessment Records now online. Hennepin County offers an online property database where users can search public records for property tax payment information and assessment values. Real estate professionals across MN rely on accurate tax and assessment data for valuations, negotiations, and client due diligence in Hennepin County transactions. Bookmark this tool for quick access during property research. https://hennepin.us/nresident/property-information-search. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. MN updates licensed assessor lists weekly for real estate pros. The Minnesota Department of Revenue refreshes its list of currently licensed assessors every Friday afternoon during the fiscal year. Real estate professionals in MN rely on accurate assessor licensing status to verify property valuations and ensure compliance with state standards. Bookmark the licensed assessors page to check credentials before transactions. https://revenue.state/currently-licensed-assessors. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded. The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.